joining us live on the phone line right now is Junior Seau. Hey, Junior, how are you?
Hey, Steve Lou, what's happening, buddy?
You know what? It almost seems like it's unfair here. I mean, you just got back, and then they gave you, like, time off?
Yeah, isn't that great? I'll take all the time off that they can give us.
Does it help you at your young age? Come on now.
You know, it does help me with everything that's going on, you know, with the show and trying to balance the two. You know, I'm getting my legs back underneath me, you know, getting those camp legs out and making the moves, you know, forward. But, yeah, it definitely helps.
All right, let's get to this Wildcat. Everybody's been talking about the Wildcat. Bill told us on Monday, on the show on Monday, that the thing about the Wildcat is that they come out and show you something different every single week. And so we're going to have to figure it out as the game begins. Can you explain what you guys have to do early on in this game as you figure it out and adjustments are made, the new little wrinkle that they add to it?
Yeah, what you basically have to do, you have to be able to tackle the ball carrier, and you have to tackle them with two players. They're going to try to confuse you with so many options. They have a great running back in Ricky Williams and in Mr. Brown there that's making a lot of the decisions. And you got to make sure that when you have an opportunity to get them on the ground, you got to be good tacklers.
So is it just a matter of making sure you get somebody in Ronnie Brown's face every time every snap, or is it a little more complicated than that?
No, it's only complicated if you obviously overrun the play. But if you have everyone, you know, with gap control and be disciplined with their gap controls, you pretty much have it locked down. It's just that, you know, when you have a rare talent like Ronnie Brown and Ricky Williams in the backfield, and without a quarterback back there, Ronnie Brown makes a lot of great decisions. And to be back there and disrupt his angles and, you know, his downhill running is going to be a big key.
When you talk about everybody staying put, how complicated does it make it in that it seems to me that they have Ricky Williams in motion an awful lot, and there's that pass element off of it where maybe a lot of guys have to stay home for a split second there. How much more difficult does that make it?
Well, it's very difficult because you know that they try to get the mismatch in the matchup. You know, whenever you have a running back running against defensive end, it's to their advantage. So you basically have to have the secondary to play the pass and the front seven or the front eight, whatever it takes to play the run. And then, you know, play secondary help as secondary tacklers. And whenever you can do that, you know, you have a good chance. But these guys have been running this Wildcat for some time now, and they're starting to perfect it.
Well, you know, Ronnie Brown has shown that he can throw the ball. He's done it before. But is it something where you almost, like, challenge them to do that? Say, listen, we're going to just take away the run, not even worry about the pass. It might happen once in a while. We'll leave it out there for single coverage. But for the most part, we're thinking this is a running play the entire time.
Yeah, you know, you have to look at it that way. I mean, run first and pass second. But you have to remember, in our league, one play can kill you. Mm-hmm. And that one pass can really hurt, obviously, the game, and it can hurt the outcome. So you have to honor both of them.
Junior, we all the hype about Miami's offense is the wild card. They seem pretty effective in running the ball in regular offense, too. What percentage of plays is actually wild card?
Okay. Well, it matters. You know, like you started the show off, you never know what they're going to give you.
Yep.
You know, Dan Henning, who's the offensive coordinator there, was my head coach as a rookie. And knowing Dan Henning, he is going to throw every kitchen sink tricklet at you. And if it works, he's going to double up on you. So you have to be prepared. And one thing that you have to do going against the Wildcats, you have to be disciplined defenders.
Mm-hmm. How much will it change when you see a Pat White back there off the snap versus a Ronnie Brown? Does that change up what you guys do?
Well, it changes dramatically. I mean, your defense has to adjust according to what they give you. And when Ronnie's back there at the quarterback position, there has to be a certain defense that you have to run in order to stop him. Because if you try to just use it, try to approach it the same way, he can hurt you with his running skills. And obviously, you have another running back that's probably on a wing in motion by the name of Ricky Williams.
Hey,
there's a lot at you. It's coming at you really quick, and you got to make quick decisions. But the key to our game is basically we're going to have to run to the ball, surround the ball carrier, and bring them down.
Well, let me ask you this. How much do you think it adds to what they do versus what it forces you guys to do, the hours that the opposing team has to spend during the course of the week thinking about the Wildcat, that you take away from maybe some other stuff that you need to do?
Well, fortunately, we had 2 weeks to kind of prepare ourselves for the Wildcat. But you hit it on the head. Whenever you play, you know, the Miami Dolphins, you have to switch up your game plan and obviously your strategy of preparing for, you know, the Miami Dolphins. Due to the fact that there isn't a Wildcat team out there in the league that runs it effectively enough to have any team worry about it. Well, Miami Dolphins brings that to you, and you have to be ready for it.
You prepare so much for that wild card. Is it almost not a letdown or a relief, if I want to say, right, with Chad Henne when he's underneath center, and you're sitting there going, okay, now we can just play this straight up. There's no wild card. Let's just go play football.
Well, you got to convert back to your other calls. So it all works together.
Yeah.
When Chad's back in there, you have to go back to the traditional offense, but you have to know that identity in which Chad brings to the table. You know, the quick passes. You know, he's so accurate with his throws. And then you have the two running backs that are still back there that are true threats. But once Chad Henne, he can line up in the under center and then mosey his way out to a wide receiver, and there you go. You have to adjust the defense without the change of personnel.
Junior, you've been you've seen quite a few linebackers in your time. What do you think of the two young guys there next to you in Mayo and Guyton?
They got the sky's the limit for these two, especially with heading down the road and forecasting them to be here for years to come with Coach Belichick. I mean, they couldn't have a better leader in a coach and a better mentor than Bill Belichick. So, you know, I look forward to seeing these guys for years to come.
How different is this defense from what it was a couple of years ago? Experienced guys, guys that always seem to be in the right place at the right time, very physical, and now guys that are really athletic and very quick to the ball. How different is this?
Well, it's definitely different, you know, but the one thing that's going to be a mainstay is basically Bill Belichick and his system. And it's no different than what we played with 2 years ago or even 3 years ago. You have to know the defense, not just your position, but the whole defense. And instead of knowing what to do, you have to know why you're doing it. And that's what's preached in the locker room. That's what's preached in the meeting rooms. And Coach Belichick and his staff do a great job of coaching us.
So are you still taping episodes for the TV show here?
I'm doing all the marketing. I shot my last show last weekend and last Monday, and now that's all done with, but for the most part, everything's done. Now the marketing side goes on, and it premieres on December 4th.
So are they actually, because you're doing all of these other dangerous jobs, are they actually showing you as a football player? Because that's a fairly dangerous job, not like going in with a 2,000-pound bull, but, I mean, a dangerous job.
Yeah, so it's definitely a dangerous job, but, I think they're pretty much aware of what I do there. We're basically going behind the scenes and promoting the people that work day in and day out behind the scenes without getting any love, and I'm living their lives. So it's going to be a great series, and it was a great season.
Junior, has it gotten to the point now where you go into a week going up against a guy like Joey Porter? Would it be more surprising if you did not hear something from him?
It will be surprising.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone has their own identity, and Joey Porter is definitely his own man, and he does what he does, and he's a great football player, and he likes to take it off the field. So, I love his number, and I love how he plays the game.
I was going to say, though, your approach is a little bit different from his in the week leading up to games. Do you kind of laugh at some of that stuff?
Oh, it's entertaining. It really is. One thing about Joey Porter is that he's consistent. And one thing in life, if you're consistent at what you do, you can have some respect for the kids. And, Joey Porter's been doing it for so long. He's a great outside linebacker. I have respect for what he's been able to do throughout the years in Pittsburgh and now in Miami. And, you know, him and JT are doing a great job up there in Miami. So we have our hands full.
Should we read more into the last two victories, very much resounding victories? Should we read more into that than we're reading? Because we're thinking they're just two very poor teams that you guys had good games against.
Now, in this league, what you have to do is that you have to have short memory, good and bad. Those games are gone. Now we have a different challenge this week, and they're the Miami Dolphins. None of that carries over.
Is there a difference, the familiarity that you have with a division opponent, is there a little difference in playing the game? It always seems like these division games, even when you've been playing well, always become very difficult. Is it because each side knows so much about the other side?
Yeah, there's not much you're going to throw at a divisional opponent that they haven't seen already, because everyone knows the personality and the identity of a team. But more importantly, the personnel dictates what you're going to do on the field. And being part of a conference, you play each other twice, and you see each other more than twice because you're seeing other teams play against you within the conference. So it really isn't a chess game. It's all about checkers, and it comes down to little identities of who's going to run the ball, who's going to catch the ball, who's going to make the tackles, who's going to score the most in the red zone. All these little things that happen during the course of the game is going to dictate what team's going to win.
All right, final question. How good are you feeling, and how much fun are you having?
I feel great, and I've never been this healthy going into, obviously, the eighth game this season. And I'm having so much fun with these guys.
So in other words, you could play another 3-4 seasons, right? It's just, you know.
I tell you, I Belichick, if I started here, 20 years ago, I probably could put in 30.
Nice.
I tell you, it's easy for any defender to play when you have a guy by the name of Tom Brady and his weapons around him. On the offensive side. It really is.
All right, Junior, as always, it's great talking to you. Have a great game on Sunday.
Thanks a lot, guys.
See ya. Right. Junior Seau, the Patriots.